some people do seem that they think that if we order it once and we can keep using the name over and over. It does happen. Unfortunately, it's hard to get around it other than being arriving on the doorstep all the time.
You've had to do that?
Yeah, I have. I've had to confront restaurants before, and It's not easy conversation, but once they're... sometimes it's innocent and sometimes it's not. Most times, unfortunately, they see there's an opportunity to push their business.
That's Peter Treasure, who produces beef branded under the name Wuk Wuk on the Lindenau Flats and foothills about 3 hours east of Melbourne. They run Murray Grey cattle and dry age the beef to target the premium end of the meat market.
Look, other than saying, well, we won't provide, it's very difficult to do a lot more. It'd be nice to come up with a great solution for it, but that's what it is, unfortunately.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is keeping a close eye on the issue. ACCC Chair Rod Sims says there's legal recourse for producers who think they're getting ripped off.
The penalties for saying you're selling something that's of a premium product when in fact you're not are quite severe.
So what's your advice to farmers that might have had this happen to them?
If a farmer is selling a branded premium product to a restaurant, and that's what the restaurant says to the public they're selling, and the farmer has reason to believe that in fact that's not what they're selling, they're substituting cheaper product produce, then I would strongly urge the farmer to get in touch with the ACCC or their local fair trading organisation in their state.
Is there a legal avenue to go down?
It's against the law to mislead consumers. That is the essence of consumer law. And either the ACCC or the local state fair trading, or indeed the farmer, can take action under the Competition and Consumer Act. And as I say, the penalties are up to $1.1 million per offence if indeed consumers are being misled.
Although it can be pretty tricky to prove, especially when you're dealing with something like a steak, that you've got to be able to show that it's yours or not yours.
Well, look, that's right, but if they're saying that this is a premium steak that's come off a particular farm or come from a certain area, and you can calculate how much they're buying and how much they're selling, and that can lead to a productive investigation that way. I accept the difficulties, but these things can be worked out.
It's not just about substitution, though. Wuk Wuk beef producer Peter Treasure says modification of his product is also a concern. His meat is dry-aged, hung up in a cool room for a certain period of time. He says if chefs try to age it further, it can jeopardise the product.
Sometimes we've had to pull from restaurants because they haven't been doing it properly and they want to try and extend it on unnecessarily, because basically after 3 weeks the enzymes are broken down to a point that you're going to give it the best quality meat, and you're going into a point then that it's not going to add any extra other than rancidity flavour, which is what we don't really want out in the marketplace, because that then affects the meat result. So, and obviously the health component. So I think there should be more opportunity for our regulators, our state government regulators, to step into those areas to sort them out. And so, it's one of those things that I suppose in time and discussions and lobbying that should improve in the future.